Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Great instruction from Jack. That's me.
And inspiration from Jill. That's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
This is hilarious. One of our people had someone asking for receipts. I'm like, I think, isn't it a deed a receipt? I have some questions.
You know, that tells me
have
that.
Have you ever had that?
You know, no, I haven't, and I'll tell you why. In fact, I saw that in there.
Yeah.
And I laughed about it a little bit, too, because the way that we have stuff set up, when people check out, they get immediate notice, and they get a bunch of stuff that satisfies that. So for whatever reason, I think they're clicking on something. Their money's going out of their bank account, and then there's no kind of immediate follow-up that's sort of automated that says, hey, you're awesome, and you bought some
appreciate
property.
Appreciate your purchase.
And we're going to get back with you in a second here. We're processing your order. You should take back, they know what to expect. So
exactly.
I know who that is, and I know why that didn't fall within his...
I think it's hilarious. Well, no, my favorite thing, too, was his comment. I'm about to mail her a sticky note with some dollar numbers on there and some APN numbers. There's your receipt.
You know, all kidding aside, that's how you find out. That's how you improve all the time. You know, if a customers are saying, I need a receipt, then find an automated way to do it.
Right. You know? Realistically, I think that was not very, it doesn't really come up. I just thought that was funny.
Right.
So that was good. I've never had anybody ask for a receipt.
I really
think that I said, isn't your deed your receipt? I'm a little confused. That's good.
You just got to keep customers in the loop. That's all.
Yeah. Good stuff.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about showing up for your REI career at Land Academy, real estate investment career. Jill, as always, super fun show. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Brandon says, so I'm just about done with my first deal. I was really nervous it wouldn't sell. It was 4.64 acres. $1,500 into it after back taxes. It didn't have great access, so I doubled my money and posted it on Craigslist and Postlets. Now Zillow, but goes to Zillow and Trulia. We got it. The buyer wanted title insurance, so I have been not so patiently waiting to close for a few weeks now. In the last few weeks, I upped my price on Zillow and Craigslist just to see what happened. And my phone is blowing up. Oh, I hate it when this happens. Could have easily made probably 3 times if I hadn't been so worried about not selling. Already working on a new list in the area to get properties I skipped over. And I have a ton of buyers now.
That's it.
Isn't that funny how that happens? I have oh, that's so funny. That I've had that too. I've just as something sells and all of a sudden here comes 10 more phone calls. And they would have closed, even faster and probably more money. But don't look back. Just look forward. I love it when that happens.
Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it's a little dry. But it always, somebody told me a long time ago, every single piece of property sells. It all sells. It's just the variable's time. Mm-hmm. So the way you can control that is just blast the universe like you did. Mm-hmm. I bet that price adjustment, I'd like to dig back into that. And find out what the price adjustment is. Why that price would it triggered something in those venues, mm-hmm. and it triggered who looks at it.
It's kind of
sometimes
funny.
Property so inexpensively priced that people just don't believe it.
You know, I have had that, and I've heard that from our members. They're saying, this person's wondering what's wrong with it because it's priced so low. And I've talked to people like, was there anything wrong with it? And I'm like, no, that's just how we roll. So seriously, no, it is that fantastic. I'm just not going to hang on to it. And I explain it. I'm not going to dress it up. I'm not going to put something on it and do this stuff. So you are winning. And the guy goes, my buyer's like, okay, I get it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, showing up for your real estate investment career at Land Academy, your REI career.
Well, I'm kind of sitting here. Does that count as showing up?
No.
Oh.
Sitting at your desk watching sitcoms doesn't, you know, not you, but people who do that think that they're showing up. No, no, no.
That's not what you mean? No. Wait, what if I put a suit on? Then am I showing up?
This is awesome. That's a whole show right here.
Okay.
No, that's not showing up either. Oh. I mean, invest yourself.
Oh.
Put a plan together.
But if I answer the phone, am I showing up?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Please elaborate.
Keep asking.
Okay. if I... I'm running out of silly things to come up with. All right.
I think we all made
it. If I go to all the REI meetings, how about this one? If I go to every meeting and I sit in on every call and I read the and I dissect our program and forwards, backwards, and everything, is that showing up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So what the heck does showing up for your career mean? It means that you got to make, like I say in the programs, you have to make a commitment. You have to make a commitment and a plan and execute the plan, A, B, C, D, and do whatever it takes. Today's question/comment is perfect. You know, it wasn't selling the way he wanted it. He increased the price or decreased it or whatever he did. He made some adjustments and it solved it. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly going to lead to a bunch of new deals. So, yeah, you got to show up, take it seriously, pay attention, do the exercises and go through the motions of learning and setting this stuff up.
You know what I think showing up is too?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Not giving up. You know how much of you, it's one thing to show up and be there, but you can't give up. You have to expect. Showing up, I think, too, is expecting there's going to be speed bumps, because there are going to be speed bumps. And like you said, you're so committed that it doesn't matter. You are there.
Our formal education, I think, is some of the most comprehensive out there, available,
I know,
up to date,
is.
And the whole thing. So for land, I'm sure it is. Yeah, so, I mean, all the answers are in there. I think that sometimes you get distracted or whatever happens. But, no, I mean, the show before this was all about how just ridiculously successful most people are in our group. So,
isn't that interesting? Well, I like this topic because how many people think they're showing up and they're not?
Yeah,
you know, they
Jill, you're
think
right.
They're in, they're doing it, but they're only doing it. They're only half blank doing it. You know, they're not totally showing up. It is so interesting, you know, how that goes.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Look, like, I mean, you're great at this kind of stuff. I was wondering, you know, if you had to really, really kind of deconstruct it, what would you really say is the difference between someone who shows up, because you're excellent at this stuff, Jill, the difference between someone who's actually showing up and the difference between somebody who's, I don't know, kind of sitting in a seat only?
Attitude.
Yep.
If I had to put, I could put it in one word, I'd say attitude. I mean, because, you know, if you have the right attitude, nothing's going to sway you. You're going to be there. You're going to push forward. I mean, you're in. If you have a crappy attitude, every little thing, you're going to go, there's another reason I can't do this. Okay. Oh, God. Waste of my time. Waste of whatever. I mean, I really think showing up is more mental, which is kind of mean because it's inspirational. But no, really, I think showing up is more mental than, I mean, even having all the right answers, you know, and having the right people right behind you. You got to have the right attitude, right, or it's just not going to work.
You know, some people do this for everything in their life. They just completely show up and, you know, so when they clean the house, that the house is so clean at the end that it's silly. You know, they just have that personality.
Right.
That I would have said, in a word, is commitment. Mm-hmm. Like there's stuff that I'm not one of those people with the house cleaning example, but if I'm going to show up for it or make a commitment, then it's just, I'm going to die trying.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a bunch of stuff in my life where I'm not going to die trying at all.
That's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's good.
All I'm saying is, if this is one of those things that you consciously choose to show up for and make a commitment, you're going to kill it.
Exactly.
If you're looking for a reason, I mean, not a reason. If you're looking for a solution to, you know, making a bunch of money on the side, I hate the phrase passive income, but that's what it is. It's not really passive income. Passive income is like putting your feet up on the desk with the martini.
Right.
I don't think there's anything super, super passive about this. You got to show up for it. But if you want to make some money on the side in a machine-like manner, this is a good way to do it.
Exactly.
This is the Technical 10. 10 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000-plus deal experience. The topic: posting property everywhere on the internet is imperative when you start out. And this came up from a conversation that I had with somebody directly a couple days ago. Buying property, sending mailers out and buying property super inexpensively is the first step to this, or one of the first steps. But when that stuff starts coming in, I see a lot of people get really excited about it, but then kind of drop the ball about following through on, just as super new people, kind of drop the ball and about posting the property anywhere, doing the maps and making it look good, writing a good description, and then getting it out there every single place on the internet. And here's why: because you build a buyer's list. That's one of the ways.
I think it's good to sell it.
And to sell, yeah, it's good.
By the way,
it's good for your balance.
I'm like, I'm not even thinking about the buyer's list. I'm like, just sell, but just sell it. It's interesting how many people that I talk to, just helping in different environments, you know, other online communities and different people that I run into, and they're talking about having trouble selling whatever it is. I'm like, okay, well, where do you have it advertised? And it's like, they'll have two places. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, and you're really saying, and it's funny when I go, wait a minute. And then when I sit here and point out, well, why aren't you doing this, 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 and this? They're like, oh yeah, I guess you're right. I'm like, I thought everybody knew that, but I guess they don't, you know. And I don't mean to give anybody a hard time, but gosh, you can't sell it if the world doesn't know it's for sale.
Right.
I cannot put my car on the corner of my lot, right? And there's this very low traffic count, by the way, with a sign in the window, and expect it to go.
Yeah, you're reaching like 16 people.
Right. No, and by the way, it's the same 16 every day because they drive that same direction to work and home from work. That's it. That's my reach. Nobody knows my car's for sale. But when I put my car online and it's on Craigslist and it's on this site and that site, heck, it might even be on eBay as a buy it now. I mean, when I blast it to the world that my car's for sale, oh, it's going to sell. The right person's going to see it, and it's going to sell at the right price.
Here's why I think that we're getting several of these questions more and more, and it's because I'm not so sure that we're leading by example on this, Joe. But here's why: our buyer list is like 25,000 people deep. Our opted-in buyer list, because it's our past customers, people who have ever shown interest, and they want to get the mail. So we've established this over years and years and years. Mm-hmm. But geez, there's no replacement for posting it everywhere, especially when you're new, maybe even for the first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get exposure. It's imperative. So I list all the places you should post your property in our education programs all the way through. Let's listen now, Jill, if you want to go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and if I was new and starting out, I would have literally a written down somewhere, you know, running list, and I would always be adding to it. Like, oh, wow, I just learned that you can put a photo on Instagram with a price on it and stuff. So that would go on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bring it up. There's all kinds of ways that you can do this. So that's what I would do. You should have a list of no less than 10 places to advertise stuff, and then just keep modifying, adding to it and everything. You want to come up with 10? Let's come up with 10. I bet we can.
You go first.
Okay.
I can come up with 10 fast.
My website.
Yep.
Craigslist. eBay. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, maybe
Trulia,
Trulia, Zillow,
Craigslist.
I did Craigslist.
Bigger Pockets if you're a pro member.
Maybe That'll Bigger help. Pockets. And if you were with us, it would be on our list. Oh, and by the way, think of all the people you could be emailing, like you started to allude to, Jack, about your own little buyer's list that you're sending out emails to with people you have property for sale. There's definitely more than 10.
Yeah, you should be building a list. It's probably going to start out on a yellow piece of paper on your desk, but eventually you want to implement a program like AWeber, where you collect, people are opting in to see that list.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get serious about it, you can join our Platinum Sellers Club, where we send out a list every Wednesday to tens of thousands of people who have opted in to see these deals. And Jill and I sell property all the time that way.
I'm so excited about that. It's still so new, and I mean, that we're sharing that. And I know our community is like, Oh my gosh.
I really am too, Jill. That was your 100% your idea. In the car, we were driving back from Los Angeles.
Exactly, I can remember.
Staring out the window, and Jill said, "Oh, I got a brilliant idea." And it turned out that of all the ideas you had, this is one of the top five.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Let's, you know, if that's not inspirational enough, Jill, do you have some more inspiration?
Okay. I am going to quiz you with this quote, Jack. I want you to tell me where this quote came from.
Okay.
Okay. Great men are not born great. They grow great.
From my mom.
Oh. Oh. No,
I bet it's like, that sounds like a General Patton thing.
No. Or president. Let me do it again. Think about this. Great men are not born great. They grow great.
Is it military?
It's one of your favorite movies.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Marlon Brando.
Oh, from The Godfather?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be, I thought you were going to get that right away because I know you love
Yeah,
that.
You know, Mario Puzo, who wrote that, he's just, if you read those books and even the ones after that, he did a book called Omuerta, which is the Italian Code of Silence, where he really develops these young characters who are raised by, not their fathers, but they're raised by male figures in their lives that will just go to the end to make sure that they succeed, which is what the hell we're trying to do here.
Right.
That's good, Jill.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
I thought that was kind of fun. I thought
it's, you know, it's kind of unique too.
Uh huh. I thought, okay.
It's not trying to, we're not sexist. It can happen with women too, but.
Oh, totally. Well, men meeting people, but.
Yeah.
I just thought that was, I don't know why that just jumped out at me today. And I thought, I'm going to see if Jack can remember where that came from. So cool. That was really good. Thanks.
Yeah. So I think the whole point is if you need me to translate, you know, it doesn't just happen. You're not just born with it. You got to surround yourself with the right people and get your butt in gear.
Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. That was a cool quote, Jill.
Thank you. That was different than
some of the other stuff in the past where it's like, put on a smile when you get out.
I was trying to shake it up a little bit. And I was trying to go for like, all right, what's a good, I mean, you can't go wrong with a Godfather quote, can
no, you?
You
can't, no.
Yeah,
no,
that, you can't. We could do Godfather quotes all day long because I know you have a lot in your head.
Incidentally, Jill's never seen The Godfather.
We've sat down several times.
We have a long list of movies that I think every human being should see. And we've gotten through exactly zero of them.
I watched Road to Perdition with you many times. I have seen that.
Jill can't get through the wedding and The Godfather. It's just not her thing.
And I've seen bits and pieces of Casino, and I know you love that.
That's awesome. That
So I have a few that are definitely not
those
my...
Those are all Scorsese movies.
That must be the common denominator. They're not my taste in movies, and you love them.
I just like that reality. I think Casino is so real. I think that kind of stuff, not about the mob or the money or
I'm
anything,
like, what do you
just
think?
The way the characters interact with each other, especially the married ones, I think there's a lot of reality to that, which
I really think
is interesting. I'm not sure that you
I don't
are into
believe
reality
that.
As much as I am.
No, I think that our vision of reality, Southern California reality and Detroit reality might be two different things.
I couldn't have said that better in one sense. Perfect.
Thank you.
On that note, hey, let's go buy some property for half price.
All right, then let's sell some property for double.
Jack and Jill.
Information and inspiration. We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.